pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. 251-343-0106. That's the text line. That's your best opportunity to get in touch with the program. Still to come on the program, State Senator Chris Elliott will join us. And for you guys, you get it first here as listeners of the Jeff Poor Show and the next segment if you stick around. I got the new Forestry Association poll numbers for the Senate race just sent to me through my text message. I will give them to you if you just stick around. Like I said, you want to know how the Senate race or the Senate runoff between Katie Britt and Bo Brooks, what their pollster, the McLaughlin and Associates polling firm, has to say about that. Anyway, enough of that. Joining us now on the line, very pleased to bring on my next guest. He, from my old stomping grounds up when I was on WVNN, the mayor of Huntsville, Tommy Battle, joins us on the line. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
How are you, Jeff? Good to talk to you.
Hey, thank you for coming on. I guess congratulations on multiple grounds. And let's kick it off here. The Space Command looks like you cleared another hurdle there. With the GAO report that there wasn't any sort of silly shenanigans, as was alleged by some of the Colorado allies, but you guys look to be in good shape on that front.
I think we're in really good shape. You know, this is talking about what's best for America. Where's the best place in America to put Space Command for the long term? That was a competition that was done throughout the United States. There, I think there were probably 112 different applications when they first started out. We won the competition because we could show that we have a community that can support the Space Command. And the most important thing is that competition makes sure that we put it where it's the best place for America, for the country, where we can, you know, control space from 62 miles from the Earth's surface. Anything above 62 miles, that's what we've got to control. And we've been doing it for years and years with NASA, Space and Missile Defense, Missile Defense Agency, and all those that we work with on a day-to-day basis. And we're still going to be working with our friends in Colorado Springs. We share some commands with them. We share some work, a lot of work with them. So we'll still be working with them on a day-to-day basis.
Well, as far as Huntsville goes, this is a big deal, though. This is, you've had a lot of big deals over the last 20, 30 years for your city, but this is really going to change things even more. What do you anticipate here to be in the result?
The great thing is, you know, and you're right, it is a big deal, but it's a 6-year phase in. And that was the same thing we had with Army Material Command when it moved here. It took 6 years to actually phase it in. So over the next, we're probably a year into it now, but over the next 5 years, we'll be working, to make sure that we've got all the things that are necessary for that command to be able to make its move. Yeah, everything from building to infrastructure to road systems to everything else, just to make sure that, you know, when we get ready to put the switch and say Huntsville is the official command for the group, that we're there ready to go into operation from day one.
And you guys have that really built up the infrastructure. Every time I go back up there, you get in Research Parkway and you're getting all that. It looks like you're making progress here. That, unlike a lot of places that may have a big announcement like this, it's a work in progress, right? Where you're upgrading your infrastructure to get to where you need to be when these things come.
Right. Yeah, the real work starts after the announcement. We always. It's fun to come up to announcement. Once the announcement's made, that's when the real work starts. And then you've got to make sure that you've got everything in place to make that company, make that command a success, to make sure that everybody is assessed. Their success is your success, and their success means that they will be here for a long, long time.
Let's talk about something else, a big deal. This is, you strike this, you get something like this. in your a feather in your cap, but getting the U.S. News a best place to live, Huntsville, Alabama, a big deal for you guys. But talk about that, and talk about kind of moving your way up that list to where you are today.
Yeah, you know, it's been a 14-year journey doing this. We have been working for the past 14 years as I've been mayor. And putting all the pieces in place, you know, everything from infrastructure to downtown development to parks and quality of life items, greenways, places to work out, swim facilities, running facilities. All of it ties together, and all of it kind of ties together in the fabric of making a community a good community. And we've been working on it for, as I said, for the past 14 years. And I think that, you know, one of the things this does, it kind of validates where we've been, what we've done. I tell our people, I said, you know, we won it, but now once you win it, it's in the history books. So now we got to work on next year. What are we doing for? What have you done for us lately? I think is kind of the way a lot of people look at it. And you know, and we're working on, you know, how do we improve for next year? How do we make ourselves a little bit better every day? If you do that, the accolades come, the business comes, and everything that you're looking for comes to a city. The only way to do that is to try to get better every day and try to make sure that your processes are good processes, that you're keeping an affordable city, that you have a good education system, that you have all the things that people are looking for when they move to a community.
Well, and we go back to infrastructure and roads and what's going on there, that you feel like you're making good progress there. I know when you ran for governor 4 years ago, that was something that you thought, well, you know, things could be a little bit better. But here we are, we're 3.5 years through the Rebuild Alabama Act, and you do see some, you're starting to see some of that part of the state, I think, some of the the fruits of the labor. Where do you think you're at right now?
Yeah, we're in a good place on Restore Roads 1, which was a group of about seven different projects that were necessary for us to continue to grow. Now, we're on a good, but it takes 12 years to do all those projects. So we're in a good place now, but, you know, obviously we have needs for the future, and there are needs throughout this state. There's a need to, you know, six-lane I-65. There's a need to for the bridge and, you know, the connecting bridge along I-10 in Mobile. There's a need to finish out the outer loop in Birmingham. But, you know, we also have needs in North Alabama, and especially Huntsville. We have, you know, we've been to see the governor, and we've talked about $600,000-$700,000 worth of road needs that are $600 or $700 million worth of road needs that are necessary. You know, and as in the past, we've agreed to share in some of the costs to try to make it where, you know, that we pay a little bit to be put up on the priority list. But also, it gives the state more money to spread around to other areas who have road needs there. So, we are working with our legislative delegation and with the governor to make sure that we can continue that. A growing community has to make sure that, you know, your infrastructure grows just as your community grows. And we've seen some of the communities, the Nashvilles and some other places where, you know, you've overshot your infrastructure and it's very hard to get around in those areas. And, you know, we're trying to maintain our 18-minute commute, which we have to work and from work. And if we can maintain that, then we'll be able to maintain our growth for a long time to come. And I think that's what's really important to a community is that, you know, you look 10, 15, 20 years ahead. What do we need 10, 15, 20 years from now? How are we going to make sure that we're, you know, we're successful in that 10, 15, 20 year period, just like we're successful today? And with that comes the need for in our society right now, it's roads. Someday it may be some mass transit ideas and some different transportation alternative ideas, but today it's roads, and roads are what we're working with the state on.
Joined by Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle for just a few more minutes here on the program. Mayor, this political cycle? I'm sure you're watching with some interest. I'm not going to put you on the spot, ask you about any of the candidates or anything like that. But do you feel generally good about the slate of candidates, what they're talking about, that they have the right idea about where Alabama needs to be headed?
And I think so. And, you know, I think the most important thing is that we've got candidates out there who recognize our needs, our wants, you know, and can separate needs from wants also. But they also recognize what it's going to take to continue to grow for our state. You know, all sectors of the state, whether you're in Mobile and you're looking at, you know, Austell and Airbus and the growth of an airlines industry, or whether you're in Dothan where you're looking at osteopathic medicine, or whether you're in Montgomery or Birmingham and you're looking at growth. All of us need to grow. All of us, if you don't grow, you start to fall to pieces and you start to rot and decay from the middle. So each one of our cities needs to grow, and we need to have some strategies to grow with. I think we've got some leaders that understand that, and understand that that to grow, you need a quality of life. You need an infrastructure. You need a smart workforce, a workforce that is educated. If we can elect people like that, then they'll act on that, then we'll continue to be a great state.
But just as far as the campaign rhetoric, you know, it's sometimes we get caught up in Washington D.C. and what the Biden administration or Congress or whatever is doing. And you did the gubernatorial statewide tour once. This would seem to be a little nationally focused, just given the politics of the day. But are they at least maybe some of these legislative races up in your part of the state? Or you think they are getting with the program?
Well, you know, everybody has to do what their campaign staff tells them. But, you know, I would hope, and I think what I'm seeing, you know, especially in the runoff, some of the candidates there, is their commercials and their promises and what they're talking about. We need to talk about the real issues that are facing Alabama. The real issues are infrastructure, their education, they're making sure that we have a smart workforce, that we have an ability, that we have jobs, and that we have growth in those jobs. And those are the things that are going to affect the state of Alabama. It's not, you know, who's president, who you like is president, who you like is this or that. The main factor is that we've got to get back to, you know, all politics is local. We got to get back to local politics and talking about, you know, what local needs are. And if we can affect those local needs, then we'll be able to continue to grow as a state.
Mayor, give us kind of an update on where some of the other things that are going on. Mazda, Toyota, the FBI, COVID seemed to maybe interfere with the timeline with some of that. But is all of these things that you've already got nailed down, are they back to normal?
We're getting back to normal. You know, as I said about 6 months ago, it's time for all of us to get back to work. You know, we're seeing COVID is coming back in. People are getting COVID, but most of those people have vaccinations. And if you have vaccinations, you're not ending up in the hospital. And it's like a bad flu. We've had growth coming out of, as you said, the FBI. The FBI growth has come in. We have a lot of buildings that we're building up here for FBI. And basically going to be FBI South. We will be an auxiliary to the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., but we'll be able to provide a workforce and an ability to continuation of services if something ever happened in Washington, D.C., which is very important. Missile Defense Agency is growing. NASA is doing the SLS rockets, which will take us back into deep space, one day take us to the moon and take us to Mars. Research Park is working very, very hard on hypersonics and directed energy, and then missile defense is a crucial means right now. especially with, you know, some of the worldwide things that we're seeing over in Russia, Ukraine, and from North Korea and from China. So, you know, we've got our hands full with a lot to do. And, you know, our biggest challenge right now is making sure that we bring in the best and brightest of the engineering crowd and the high-tech crowd, and have the workforce that is able to do advanced manufacturing and meet the needs of the future of future businesses and what businesses are needed right now. As long as we can do that, we're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to see advancement. And, you know, and the nice thing is, you know, hopefully we can solve some of the problems that that America has out there, and, you know, solve them from right here in Huntsville, Alabama. And it's kind of a neat thing to be able to do.
Mayor, you've been all very kind to come down and talk to our audience. We appreciate it, and let's talk again soon.
All right, Jeff. Take care, Eddie.
Thank you. That was Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle there on the line. Let's get a break in here. We will be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5.
Shut my mouth. Gone with the wind.